KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, happy Saturday, everybody. Can't talk yet. Boom, boom, boom. Let's start talking right, okay? Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So let's get the rules of engagement out of the way first. So if you want to send a text message to the program, which is the easiest way to interact, just send a text. The phone number is 577-39, 577-39. You text to that phone number. And I have a favor to ask. When you do, just put the word Mike in the body of the text. So, like, you know, if you wanted to text and say, Mike, you're the most wonderful host we've ever heard in our entire lifetime, or, you know, Mike, you suck, like, the worst, you're the worst ever, just start it with the word Mike. That's all I ask you to do. And the phone number again is 577-39. If you want to follow me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that garbage, you can simply do that by going to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. And I think that covers it. I think that covers everything. So I wanted to start today out with, for those of you that have ever heard me before, or if you've been listening to me over the past month or so, you know that I am hugely, bigly, to quote an old president, I am bigly. I'm bigly on free speech. And the reason I'm bigly on free speech is that it is integral. I cannot talk today. Maybe we just need to kind of restart the program. Integral to this country being able to survive as a country that is based on individual liberty and individual freedom. The free exchange, the free flow and free exchange of ideas. And I, you know, I guess maybe it's just, maybe I'm the old curmudgeon on the lawn. Maybe I'm Clint Eastwood yelling to get off my yard. But I grew up in an era where that was the norm. You had an idea, I had an idea. Perhaps our ideas were completely apart. We were 180 degrees apart, or some people mistakenly say we were 360 degrees apart. Now, when you think about that, you're 360 degrees apart, you're right back at the same point. But we're 180 degrees apart on our position on what, I don't care what the issue is, I really don't give a rat's patoot what the issue is. But we're 180 degrees apart, and I grew up in an era, and I think this country needs to get back to this era, where we can have the conversation on, now, look, people are going to say, boy, you're one to be talking about this. Because I get riled up sometimes. I know that's a shocker, but sometimes I get riled up. But I do believe, and I've always believed, that the most important thing that you can do is learn to listen. Listen to what somebody has to say. Now, as you're listening to them, you may be thinking, that's the dumbest, stupidest idea I've ever heard in my entire life. But nonetheless, you ought to listen to it. Because unless you actually listen to what somebody else says, well, I need to calm down the whole thing. But unless you actually listen to what somebody else has to say, how can you in any way have a cogent argument with them? You have to understand, even if you completely disagree with it, even if inside your stomach, you know how sometimes your stomach gets real tight and you're just like, rrr. Well, even if you're like that, you need to learn to listen to what they have to say. And if you listen closely to what they have to say, oftentimes they will give you an entree into what you want to say back to them, where you can, and maybe this is just the lawyer in me, but it will give you that opportunity to go, zing. And you may not persuade them, But you might cause them to stop, and their brain kind of locks up, and they're going, oh, man, I can't. And they can't figure it out because you've just thrown a really logical, rational counterpoint to their point that causes them to stop and think. Now, the same thing could happen to you. You're rambling on about something, and you know, and you take a breath, or you say something where the person you're having the conversation with kind of dives in and says, well, but Michael. And they say whatever they're going to say, and it causes me to stop and go, okay, I'm in a corner now. How do I get out of this corner? That's called debate. That's having a civil argument, a civil discourse about something that you may not agree with at all. And I think we're losing our ability to do that in this country, and I think it's incredibly important that we learn how to maintain that in this country. Japan, as is the United Kingdom, but Japan in particular, has a new law that went into effect this past week that is just absolutely insane, in my opinion. Now, if you follow me on Twitter, at Michael Brown USA, and I don't know why you wouldn't, and the reason I say that is because lots of times people will interact with me on Twitter, and we'll actually be having a somewhat rational conversation. They're on one side of an issue, I'm on the other side of an issue. And then all of a sudden it happens. They go to my profile, and they read, oh, the former Undersecretary of Homeland Security. Oh, he worked for George W. Bush. Oh, he's Brownie. Oh, he's that guy. And I love it when that happens. Because all of a sudden the conversation goes from having a rational discourse to, well, you just hate black people, and you and Bush just tried to flood New Orleans, and you did it on purpose, and you blew up the levees, and you know you ought to be in jail, and blah, blah, blah. And suddenly the conversation just goes right down the crapper, right down the toilet. The ad hominem attacks just are hilarious. And usually when that happens, I let people just spin out of control. They'll just attack, 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 attack. And I just step back because I don't care. I just don't care. So they do the attack, and then they start throwing the insults. And sometimes the insults are just so hilarious that I know, I'm kind of passive-aggressive in this sense. Sometimes the insults will be so freaking over the top that I can't help but just kind of lob a bomb into it. But what does it have to do with Japan? Well, I can't do that. They can't do that. Posting online insults will be punishable by up to a year in prison starting last week when a new law passed earlier this summer went into effect. People convicted of the online insults, just think about this. People convicted of online, I don't know why I'm laughing about this because, you know, eventually this is what the crazy people, you didn't know there were crazy people in this country? Whatever you're doing right now, look to your left. Now look to your right. One of those people is crazy. Not you, but one of them. People convicted of online insults can be fined up to 300,000 yen. That's, at today's exchange rate, just a little over $2,200. Previously, the punishment was fewer than 30 days in prison and up to 10,000 yen, $75. Now, the new law will be re-examined in 3 years to determine if it's impacting freedom of expression. Huh. You think maybe it might? Before I call Michael Brown a dumbass, I got to stop and think about this. Because if somebody reads this and I'm in Japan, I could be fined up to $2,200 and maybe even actually spend a little time in jail. Yeah. Isn't that fantastic? Isn't that just absolutely fantastic? So I'm just thinking there's a part of me, the passive-aggressive part of me, that says, why don't we do that in this country? Because I can probably pull out some insults from people fairly easily. I can just wave to them and say, hey, here I am. And suddenly the insults just come flying in, just like B-1 bombers just flying over, just popping bombs everywhere. And then I can put them in jail. I can file a criminal complaint. The problem with this, there's lots of problems with this. But one problem I want you to think about is when we, as we're in a break, I want you to think about this. what is an insult? What would you consider to be an insult? What in your mind, is there anything that anybody could say to you that you would want them to have to pay a fine of up to $2,200 or spend a night or two in jail? One or both or either. What would that be to you? Because when we get back, we're going to hear what a criminal lawyer from Japan says that what an insult means. What an insult means. If you dig through my Twitter feed, now I haven't been active on Twitter for the past, I don't know, couple of days or so. I've been kind of busy. So you might have to dig around a little bit. But if you look at the tweets and replies in my Twitter feed, at Michael Brown USA, I'm sure somewhere in there you're going to find an insult. And quite frankly, if you don't find an insult, well, maybe you can just lob one in yourself so that I'll have something to talk about. Yeah, insults. Punishable by a fine. I want you to think about that. Because if we were to do something like that in this country, now I know this is online, but you know the next logical step is that you do it online, and that becomes punishable by jail or a fine. And then the next logical step, because things never stop, you know, they always go to the ridiculous logical conclusion. They go to an absurd conclusion. And that absurd conclusion would be, well, if you just say it, you could end up being fined too. So now we have cops. You know, I know they're busy worrying about murders and shootings, and they're worried about, you know, rapes and burglaries and robberies. But now we need cops to go around and police our speech. So think about, what would you define as an insult? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text to 57739. Use the word Mike, 57739. Tell me what you think the definition of an insult is. We'll see if anybody has any really good ones, and I'll be right back.
What you don't know about your home can cost you. Access to in-depth data is gold when buying or selling your home. With Ownly.com, you get the information the pros use. Real estate investors and agents would rather keep this to themselves. Unlike other real estate websites, Ownly.com delivers much more detailed information about a property. Knowledge is power. Need a home valuation? Get up to three with Ownly.com. Go for the gold. Visit Ownly.com. That's Ownery.com. Ownly.com.
Rates continue to rise. Please protect yourself and let our friends at American Financing review your finances, especially your high interest debt. You cannot let those balances grow or those interest charges compound. Take care of it now so you can be financially set for the future. It could save you up to $1,000 a month when you call 866-615-9200 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Locally owned and operated for 26 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. La Cabana serves traditional dishes including tamales, enchiladas, quesadillas, and burritos. They also have combination plates. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today. Owens is a proud sponsor of Reading Gulf 45's baseball. Owens provides top quality respiratory products and services throughout the North State and Northern Nevada. Products include oxygen therapy featuring the small and portable oxygen concentrators, CPAP machines, and a team focused specifically on providing ongoing CPAP supplies to help you get the best sleep possible. Owens has been in business since 1979 and has been Joint Commission accredited since 2003, allowing them to care for patients in our community when they need them the most. Contact Owens at 1-800-MY-OWENS. That's 1-800-696-9367.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hey, it's the weekend. It's Michael Brown. Glad to have you with us. Hope everyone's having a great weekend. So what I said earlier, text to this phone number, 57739, and use the word Mike in the body of the text. So text Mike to 57739. Or you can go to The Weekend with Michael Brown and follow me on all of the social media platforms. Anyway, I want you to listen to this. This comes from Goober in area code 850. Mike, I think we lost a lot of our ability to listen when we embraced the don't talk about politics and religion nonsense and stopped eating supper. I like the word supper. Supper as a family. It's what kept us practiced and effective. That's true. I think there's a lot of truth to that, whether you call it supper or dinner. No, I'm just kidding. It doesn't make any difference whether you call it supper or dinner. But I think we did, because the family, that family unit, whatever it's comprised of, mom and dad and 300 rugrats, or dad and two rugrats, or mom and six rugrats, it doesn't make any difference. Whatever that family is, that's where it begins. And our inability to do that even at home. Like you know, I know this is kind of off topic, but it always drives me nuts when I see, you know, a parent in the grocery store and they're bribing the kid with, you know, hey, listen, if you'll just quit screaming, if you'll just get up off the floor and quit throwing your little hissy fit, well, you know, mommy or daddy's going to take you to get some ice cream. No, stop the bribes. Just tell the kid, get up, do this. Because if you don't, mom or dad's going to leave the grocery cart here because it's going to cost you too much money anyway. You don't have enough money to pay for all those groceries you put in the cart. So just leave the cart there and walk out. And then some stalker's got to put everything back where it belongs. But I do think that this Goober raises a good point, and that is we've kind of lost it in the family unit. And everybody, you know, when Crazy Mike comes to the dinner, you know, don't talk about politics because he's one of those right-wing nut jobs. No, I actually embrace the idea of having discussions. I love the idea of having discussions. And the reason the story in Japan bugs me so much is a lot of Western civilization is going this way. They're going the route of, we can no longer tolerate insults online. And I know that people say horrific things on you know, Twitter, on Facebook, or Instagram, or, you know, wherever. Or text messages to me. I don't care. But there's a fine line. Actually, there's not a fine line. As a lawyer, I'd say there's a fairly definite line between defaming somebody and insulting somebody. An insult, when you think about some of the old comedians, what they were really good at was throwing insults at either side of the political spectrum. And we all found them funny. Republicans found, you know, when Johnny Carson made fun of Republicans or Democrats, we all laughed. And we laugh because there was an element in truth of what they of what a comedian said. If you want to know a comedian that is truly funny, that comedian's jokes have an element of truth. And that's what makes us laugh at it, because they take that little kernel of truth and then they say something completely ridiculous about it or something completely unexpected about it, and we laugh. Well, we should be able to, some degree, be able to do the same thing with each other in everyday life. Now, why do I say that's absolutely imperative to the survival of the country? Because free speech, the idea of being able to critically think, to be able to accept insults, to be able to respond to insults, to have civil debates, even when someone insults you, is what makes us, develop really good public policy, or prevent really bad public policy from occurring. And it allows us as a society, regardless of our political opinions, to actually have... Now, I know there are some times, on both sides of the aisle, where somebody is so far off the ledge that there's just no way to have any sort of rational conversation with them. When that occurs, walk away, because you're just wasting your time. So it takes both parties to have a willingness to have that discussion. So let's go back to Japan for a minute. The law says an insult means demeaning someone without a specific fact about them, as opposed to defamation, which it classifies as demeaning someone while pointing to a specific fact about them. This lawyer says at the moment, even if someone calls the leader of Japan an idiot, then maybe under the revised law, that could be classed as an insult. Uh-oh. Because I may have spent most of the past week on my regular morning drive show in Denver insulting a lot of politicians. Because, well, guess what? We have a lot of politicians that we could call an idiot right now. I know people on the left would call some of us on the right idiots, and some of us on the right would call some of the people on the left idiots. And I think in many situations it might actually apply. So Japanese officials are pushing a crackdown on cyberbullying because of the death of a TV reality star. But maybe what we ought to... Have you ever thought about... Now, it is tragic, absolutely tragic, that someone ends up killing themselves because of cyberbullying. I do not mean to diminish that in any way. But you know what that tells me? That tells me that person that took their own life, this is so touchy to talk about, but someone who took their own life because they were cyberbullied means that they were never given the opportunity or the kind of growing up that they needed to withstand that happening to them. That's why we have to learn. And we have to teach people, this is what you do when you get bullied. And as I said, the United Kingdom does the same thing. So when we get back, let's talk about the United Kingdom for a minute. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 57739 or go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Follow me on social media. I'll be right back.
Now, isn't it? Talking to my friends, the price of gas, the cost of food, we're already halfway through this year and they said inflation was going to go down. Instead, it's over 8.6% and it's still going up. And I can't see that changing anytime soon, can you? Thing is, I did something about it. I've kept my money safe by investing in precious metals. I've got a gold IRA with Noble Gold. Their experts ran through my situation and gave me my options. No sales stuff, no call centers, just a good honest chat about what I could do. So if you're worried about what's happening out there, you need to talk to the team at Noble Gold too. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR. Whether you are traveling to or from the lake or river or on vacation, even off to a barbecue this summer, spruce up your ride at Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bow to nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlotte's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlotte's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlotte's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlotte's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlotte's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlotte's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlotte's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlotte's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlotte's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it is The Weekend with Michael Brown, and this is Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Hope you're having a great weekend. So text the word Mike to 57739, Mike to 57739. You want to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those. In fact, on Facebook, we have a little private group called Michael Brown Unplugged. So if you're on Facebook, just go over and follow me on at Michael D. Brown. You can find all that by going to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. And there you'll find all the social media icons. You can follow me and do all of that. Blah, 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 blah. Got it? All right, let's go. This whole thing about free speech is so... I think people forget just how important it is. I mean, after all, it is the First Amendment. So when the Founding Fathers put together the Bill of Rights, they did so because they knew that they needed to make certain that there were explicit limitations on the federal government. They had decided that, here, this is Michael's con law class for the weekend. So you're in weekend law school for a couple of segments here. When the Founding Fathers wrote the Constitution, they decided that the central government, the federal government, needed to be a government of limited and enumerated powers. Now, don't spew out your coffee or your Diet Coke or whatever, but that's what their intention was, that the federal government would actually be an afterthought in our lives. So they decided that one of the ways that they would ensure that that would stay true, which obviously it has not, but one of the ways they wanted to try to ensure that that remained true was the Bill of Rights. So those first 10 articles, those first 10 rights, were meant to limit the government so that you and I would recognize that a couple of things. One, that the rights that we have don't come from the government. Congress shall make no law. Congress shall make no law respecting freedom of speech. Now think about how that has become so bastardized that there are all these ways that speech is limited. Now I think there are some legitimate ways to limit speech. I think if you truly defame someone, if you truly libel someone, if you say something or you write something about someone that is patently false and that causes that person to incur some sort of damage, monetary or otherwise, then yes, you can be sued for that speech. Now, here's an interesting thing to think about that kind of speech. It doesn't stop the speech any more than a law that says you cannot, with malice aforethought, go out and kill someone. So we have laws against murder. But those laws don't stop murders unless you got some, you know, some doofus somewhere that goes, you know, I'm thinking about killing so-and-so, but you know what? There's this law against murder. So, let me go have a beer and think about it before I actually do. No, they don't think that way. Nor do defamation or libel laws really stop, I mean, in some bizarre instances, if someone's writing a book, for example, if you read my book, here's a little sales pitch. If you want to read my book, Deadly Indifference, which is available wherever books are sold, if you want to read my book, I can tell you that everything in there was fact-checked by the editors of my publishing company because they wanted to make certain that I didn't say something that was defamatory so that both me and the publisher would get sued for something that we said in the book. So, yeah, defamation laws do, to some degree, prevent people from saying certain things. Because there were a few things in that book that I wanted to say that they wouldn't let me say, but you know what? So be it. But in everyday conversation, somebody doesn't stop and say, I got to be careful what I see here because that might be defamatory. No, because people just say what they're going to say. And then your remedy, if somebody defames you, your remedy is then to go sue them for libel or slander and then try to collect your damages if you can prove damages. So the Bill of Rights were put in place primarily for the reason of limiting the federal government. Congress shall pass no law respecting freedom of speech. And they wanted to enshrine that in the Constitution so that we would understand that we can say anything we want to about the government. And the government can't do a damn thing about it. And they can't. That's why these situations in Japan and the United Kingdom are so important to recognize that in Western civilization writ large, that's the kind of thing that's happening. And that's the kind of thing that we have to be wary of because, sure enough, if it's good enough for Japan, if it's good enough for the, you know, United Kingdom, there'll be some nut in Congress that will enact these or try to pass these kinds of laws that would prevent me from saying that, you know, Joe Biden's an idiot or Donald Trump's a wacko or, you know, whatever's crazy. That's what these laws in these other countries do. The United Kingdom has laws that criminalize, make it a crime for saying grossly offensive public things. What's grossly offensive? Hills Bells, if you listen to me at any time, I'm grossly offensive all the time. I don't even try to be. You're probably grossly offensive. Most goobers that listen to me are grossly offensive. But you don't try to be. People have been arrested and fined for tweets in the United Kingdom. And the language in the policies in the United Kingdom are also just as ambiguous as those are in Japan. What that is doing is that is the government stifling speech and acting in a tyrannical manner over their citizens so that the government has the power over what you can say and not say, or at least cause you to pause. And well, so if I say this about Michael Brown, am I going to get fined? Am I going to go to jail? No. No, 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 no. I want you to be able to say, other than something that's defamatory, I mean, for example, you accuse me of being a child molester or something that is patently false, and that gets around, and people start calling, oh, Michael Brown's a child molester, and that takes a foothold somewhere, damn right I'm going to sue you. Because that could actually cost me my job. It could cost you your job. So there are some limitations, but remember, those are limitations between you and me. What Japan and the United Kingdom are doing is the government is deciding that what they're going to decide what's offensive and what's not. And you could be fined for a simple tweet. You see, I actually, maybe I'm a sicko, but I actually embrace the criticism. And the reason I embrace the criticism is because, one, it makes me a stronger individual, but two, it gives me an idea that what's in the mindset of that person that is criticizing me. Is it a legitimate criticism? Or is it just they're just a wacko? Well, you know, with me, because I'm so perfect 99.9% of the time, well, they're just wackos. We don't want this to happen here. Instead, what we need to learn to do is to be a little tougher, a little less sensitive, and a little more accepting that people have different ideas. And if you call me a dumbass, you know what? Get in line, because you ain't the first, and you're not going to be the last. And I don't care. Some of the people on, you know, and social media is just a cesspool at times, but it says something about me, but I kind of like the cesspool occasionally because it really is, it's just kind of a chance to go wallow in the mud. Maybe be a mud wrestler. Maybe I got some sick desire to be a mud wrestler. But it helps you understand what people think. And if you can understand what people think, then you have a much better chance of understanding where's our society today, what direction is this society taking, and what is it that I should or should not be doing as a citizen of this society to make it either to make it a better place or worse place. Because you do have a choice. You have a choice that you can try to make it a better place or you can make it a worse place. Free speech is integral, absolutely integral to this nation surviving. And you may think that it's the economy, that it's the what we do in Ukraine, it's what we do in the Middle East, it's what we do with China. Yes, all of those things are top of mind, top of the line, serious issues that we have to confront. But how can we confront those issues if you can't have a rational discussion, a rational debate about what our relationship with China should be, what our relationship with Saudi Arabia should be, if we can't have a rational discussion and debate about what we should or should not be doing in Ukraine, what should we be doing in Cuba, what should we be doing even in our own country, about domestic issues, education and violence and guns and all the other issues. They're all the hot-button issues. If we can't have those discussions, then we can't come up with public policy that is based upon the majority reaching a conclusion, a rational conclusion, about what this is what we should be doing. That's why the First Amendment, not just hypothetically, but the First Amendment has to be the First Amendment. And we have to keep that freedom of speech. And we can't go the path of Japan or the United Kingdom, or for that matter, any of the other asshole countries. I mean, think about China. Think about China, where you are limited, you know, based on what you tweet or what you do, or even what you say or do on WhatsApp or on TikTok or anywhere else, is all monitored by the government. And that determines your social score and what you can or cannot do in society. Free speech is the baseline upon which all of the other things that we do are determined. So this is my challenge. This is truly my challenge of what I want you to think about this weekend. I want you to think about whether or not you actually believe in free speech. Well, Michael, of course I do. I don't know. Because if you truly... Let me use myself again as an example. If I truly believe in free speech, then I have to take the jabs, and I have to take the little, you know, rocks and pebbles and boulders and, you know, mountaintops that are thrown at me because somebody thinks I'm a dirtbag. Or I have to be able to willingly engage with people who disagree with me about political issues, because otherwise... no discussions ever had. And if no discussions ever had, and again, I'm not going to put myself on a pedestal, but if you want to have a discussion about how things really operate inside Washington, D.C., then in terms of talk show hosts, there's nobody else better to do it than me, because I've lived it, breathed it for 6 years. The lack of our willingness, our unwillingness to sincerely say to ourselves that, yes, we're willing to live with free speech, and that we truly are willing to take the jabs, take the insults, take the debate, take the arguments, and deal with them on a mature, well, maybe not so much mature, but deal with them on some sort of professional, coherent, I'm just trying to think of the right adjectives here, where we logically... sometimes with emotion, because I think emotion sometimes does play a part in how we have a debate with somebody, but our willingness to not do that really determines whether or not we as individuals are willing to live in a free society. We make that determination. Because if we're not, and we're so upset about people saying bad things about us online, then that is the opening door for politicians to do exactly the same thing here that they're doing in Japan or the United Kingdom. So think about that during the break. Are you truly willing to live in a country that is their top right is freedom of speech? It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Your home is the largest investment you'll make in a lifetime. But do you even know what it's really worth? Now, Ownerly.com gives you the information that real estate investors and professional agents don't want you to see. Knowing your home's worth helps you get the best value when selling and helps you manage it when not. Need a home valuation? Ownerly.com gives you 3, while the other guys only offer 1. It's time to take ownership of your home with Ownerly.com. That's Ownerly.com. Ownerly.com. See what your home's worth.
You must continue to cut unnecessary spending and do what you can to save more. That's why I recommend a free mortgage review from American Financing, where you can learn about custom loans that fit your budget better. Maybe it's paying off debt or getting more flexible terms. They're ready to help and never charge upfront or hidden fees. Call 866-615-9200 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Axiom Repertory Theater is proud to present Woody Guthrie's American Song.
This land is your land, and this land is my land.
Experience the words and music of Woody Guthrie in this ensemble musical presentation for a limited engagement, June 10th through July 4th.
I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps.
Tickets available at axramptheater.com.
This land was made for you and me.
Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. Hope everyone's having a fantastic weekend. Someone sent me a link to show you just kind of how crazy things are in the economy for a company called Yendo, Y-E-N-D-O. And here, I'm looking at their website right now, and I want you to think about, really kind of, I understand that some people need credit, and they try to get credit any way they possibly can. But think about this one. This says the credit card secured by the value of your car, not your credit score. No credit checks ever. Access up to $10,000 in revolving credit. Only pay for what you spend. Well, isn't that kind of what you normally do anyway? You only pay for what you spend, what you borrow. Their interest rate is 24.99%. Using Yendo card is quick, easy, and flexible. Pay your entire balance monthly with no interest, or carry a balance with a fixed low rate of 24.99%. Can we just round that up to 25%? So carry a balance and pay a compounded interest rate of 25% on that balance, but it's secured by the value of your car. Now, I know that right now the value of used cars tends to be increasing, but a car is a depreciating asset. Meaning that despite the fact that used cars have increased in value, the minute you buy a used car, or for that matter, a new car, doesn't make any difference, and you drive it off the lot, that instantaneously becomes a depreciating asset. So your credit card, which is secured by your car, which is a depreciating asset. So let's just say that you buy this is 2022, you buy a 2018 Kia. Just randomly picking a brand out. So you'd buy a 2018 Kia. And I have no idea what the value of that car is. But let's say the value of that car is $20,000. So you...
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Buy down on the credit card. You can owe a balance on the credit card, and it's secured by an amount, by an asset, that is worth less than what you owe on the credit card. Man, we're nuts. We're nuts. Now, I don't know anything about this company. Don't know anything about other than what I'm reading on the website. It's simple. Your credit card is powered and secured by the car you own. Yeah. It's secured by an asset that decreases in value. Not an appreciating asset like, wait a minute. Come to think about it. Are there any appreciating assets right now? I don't know. Homes? Well, yeah, the value of homes, for example, in Colorado are remaining fairly stable, and they're still increasing in some pockets of Colorado. But generally speaking, stocks? Now, there was a rebound in the market on Friday, but that's probably going to be short-lived. Inflationary pressures are eating up the value of everything else. Even gold is going up and down. That's supposedly an appreciating asset. But a credit card secured by a used car, that shows just how nuts we've become in this economy. And my advice, my simple advice is, don't do this. Whatever you do, don't do this. It's crazy. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. I'll be right back. Don't go away.
It's getting worrying now, isn't it? Talking to my friends, the price of gas, the cost of food, we're already halfway through this year and they said inflation was going to go down. Instead, it's over 8.6% and it's still going up. And I can't see that changing anytime soon, can you? Thing is, I did something about it. I've kept my money safe by investing in precious metals. I've got a gold IRA with Noble Gold. Their experts ran through my situation and gave me my options. No sales stuff, no call centers, just a good honest chat about what I could do. So if you're worried about what's happening out there, you need to talk to the team at Noble Gold too. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Two men were arrested on Friday in connection with a series of robberies at Southern California 7-Eleven stores that left two people dead and three wounded. Speaking on KABC, LAPD Deputy Chief Alan Hamilton says the primary suspect has ties to other cases in Los Angeles.
In addition to the homicide that we've identified as being involved in this series, we believe that there are a number of crimes throughout the Los Angeles region that will also be linked back to this suspect.
A half dozen 7-Elevens and a donut shop were robbed within 5 hours early Monday. It happened in San Bernardino, Orange, and Riverside counties. U.S. Congressman Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin says recruiting shortfall is due in part to a growing perception the U.S. military has been infiltrated by woke ideology.
We've seen a lot of progressive priorities find their way into an organization that needs to be focused solely on warfighting, and I think that is driving a lot of people away from the...
Senator Tom Cotton says Democrats are losing support among Hispanics over the party's focus on progressive ideology.
Apparently the biggest priority among Democrats is whether they get called Latino or Latinx or Latinx or however you pronounce that ridiculous word they came up with. A word by the way, virtually no Latino has ever heard or wants to be called.
Senator Cotton interviewed by the Salem Radio Network this week. Two more staffers in Kamala Harris's office are calling it quits.
After just 4 months on the job, chief speechwriter Megan Grube is leaving, and domestic policy advisor Rohini Kosoglu, the VP's longest-serving aide, is also packing up. Grube replaced Kay Childs Graham, who left Harris's employ back in February. Kosoglu was chief of staff when Harris was a California senator and also worked on her failed presidential campaign. The departures bring the 15 the number of staffers who've jumped ship just in the last year. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
It's no secret, America. We've been let down. Inflation is taking its toll in the grocery stores, the products we buy, and the pain of every visit to the gas pump. At Upside, we're fighting back with our free app that pays you back serious money on every tank of gas or diesel, up to 25 cents per gallon, just for using the Upside app, no strings attached. Upside users have already been paid back a total of more than $250 million. With inflation and the soaring price of gas, it's easy to feel like you're losing control. But with Upside's free app, you can start putting money back in your wallet with every gallon. Whenever you want, cash out with PayPal, an e-gift card, or transfer the money directly into your bank account. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code SALEM for an additional 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first fill-up. That's promo code S-A-L-E-M. Remember, use promo code SALEM when you download the free Upside app and get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank of gas. Cashback is not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Gunmen attacked an army checkpoint inside Mali, outside the capital city, killing at least six people and wounding several others.
The north and center of Mali have long been targeted by Islamist militants, but an attack just 70 kilometers from the capital, Bamako, is rare. A failure to tackle the growing insecurity was a key reason military leaders gave for carrying out two coups in 2 years. Now feels like a critical time in the fight against jihadist violence in the region, but the international response is far from united. Mali's military-led government has controversially turned to Russian soldiers for help, and it's fallen out with France, which has pulled thousands of troops out of the country.
That's the BBC's Will Ross reporting. Long lines are back outside food banks around the country as working Americans, overwhelmed by inflation, increasingly seek handouts to feed their families. Many people coming for the first time. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it's vital for citizens of the UK to select a new prime minister with the right qualities.
Toughness, resolve, candor, most of all candor to the people of the United Kingdom, telling them that this is a tough, angry world out there, that they are an important player, and now that they are no longer part of Europe, they need to step up.
Pompeo was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Twitter's lawsuit to force billionaire Elon Musk to make good on his promise to buy the social media giant is set to be resolved now in a small but powerful Delaware court. that specializes in high-stakes business disputes. Twitter has sued Musk in Delaware's Court of Chancery in an effort to force him to complete a $44 billion takeover deal that was reached back in April. Big wins at the end of the week on Wall Street, the Dow up 658 points, but not enough to offset losses from earlier in the week. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, 244-7199.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. This is Michael Brown, aptly named. We did a lot of studies to figure out what to call The Weekend with Michael Brown. Took us forever, but we finally figured it out. The Weekend with Michael Brown. We are brilliant. Here's what you do. Here are the rules of engagement. I fire first, and then after I fire, then you get to fire back. But I always get the first shot. You can text the word Mike to 57739. The phone number is 57739. Send me a text message. I love text messages. You know why? Because it gives me instant feedback on what all of you goobers listening out all across the country think about what I'm saying. Good, bad, indifferent. You know, you're an idiot. This is brilliant. Thanks for making me think this way. Or have you thought about this? Whatever. I love text messages. So text the word Mike to 57739. The other thing I'd like for you to do is go to this website, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, because there you'll find all the social media icons if you want to follow me on social media, which you want to do because it's like watching a car wreck. I mean, come on. You all love car wrecks. You're driving down the interstate, you're driving down the expressway, or you're just driving down your neighborhood, and you see a wreck, and I know what you do. I know what you do. You slow down, you rubberneck, and you cause everybody else to slow down, which we love. We love it when you do that. I love it when you do that. And then you cause other wrecks. So follow me on social media is watching a car wreck. So you need to go follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Let's see. And I think that's it. Those are the rules of engagement. So for all of you right now that, you know, it's the weekend and maybe you're out running some errands, you're making a little short family trip, you know, you got me on in the car and you're driving your kids crazy because you're making them listen to me. Well, let me just tell you that here's why you're paying an exorbitant amount of money for gas. Now, I don't know what gas is in your neighborhood, but I can tell you in Colorado. Now, there are some places in Colorado where it's actually, don't tell anybody, it's actually dropped below $4 a gallon for regular. $3.99. Well, it's below $4. Isn't that how we talk about prices? Yeah, it's below $4. How much is it? $3.99. Oh, I'm sorry, $3.99. That's what it technically is. Well, the Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, is really bragging about high gas prices. And I just want you to know, as you go out this weekend and you're filling your, you know, your old beat-up car or your brand-new car, or you thought, I'm going to buy a gigantic SUV that gets about 10 miles the gallon because, well, when I bought my SUV, gas was $2.15 a gallon. I don't know why I'm laughing because I did exactly the same thing. But Pete Buttigieg explains why it's necessary for us to be doing this.
We're for cutting the cost of electric vehicles, because when you have an electric vehicle, then you're also going to be able to save on gas, but you got to be able to afford it in the first place.
Right.
Right. Now, we're actually starting to see on some models the costs come to where even if the your car payment's a little higher, your gas payment will be a little lower and you come out ahead, but the prices still need to come down for most Americans to be able to get an EV.
Do you believe any of that? I mean, I'm serious. So, you know, here's how it works. You pay extra for the electric vehicle, but because you don't buy gas, that offsets the additional cost, so therefore it brings down the cost of the electric vehicle, so it's a wash. And all we want to do is get everybody an electric vehicle anyway. Isn't that fantastic? I love it. Everybody driving an electric vehicle. Everybody's plugging in. Everybody's getting charged. Oh, it's going to be fantastic. Now, let me be serious for a moment. I'm not opposed to electric vehicles. In fact, there may be a day when we have enough nuclear power plants all around the country that we can have all the electricity that we want. Or maybe we'll figure out, you know, some sort of, you know, hydrogen fusion or something, some sort of miracle way of producing electricity. But right now, most electricity is produced what? By oil and natural gas. So if we all convert to an electric vehicle, as Pete Buttigieg wants us to do, which is a fantastic idea, well, you're going to end up paying more. Think about the stupidity of what the Secretary of Transportation says.
We're for cutting the cost of electric vehicles. Because
yeah. Well, wait a minute. If the demand for electric vehicles goes up and more people are trying to buy electric vehicles and it costs more to make an electric vehicle and the demand goes up, Economics 101 tells me the cost of the electric vehicles are going to go up. But they want the price of electric vehicles to go down. Isn't that great? How are you going to do that, Pete?
Because when you have an electric vehicle, then you're also going to be able to save on gas, but you got to be able to afford it in the first place.
Right.
Right. Now, we're actually starting to see on some models the costs come to where...
I'm sorry, I can't help but laugh. This is the insanity. This is the insane world that we're living in right now. Yes. Now, we're starting to see the price of some of these vehicles come down. So as the price of these vehicles come down, and, you know, as things begin to improve...
The costs come to where even if the your car payment's a little higher, your gas payment will be a little lower, and you come out ahead. But the price...
You come out ahead. Go out and buy an electric vehicle right now. Come on. Pete Buttigieg says that's what you need to do.
Prices still need to come down for most Americans to be able to get an EV.
Oh, but if you're most Americans, well, it's not going to make any difference. It's not going to make any difference anyway. But I still have more good news. I'm just nothing but good news today. So Pete Buttigieg is out telling us how we need to buy an electric vehicle because, well, the cost of the vehicle, your car payment's going to be higher, but the gas payment's going to be less. Now, the one factor he doesn't put in there, is that as the demand for more electricity comes about, because everything uses electricity, right? So as we get more cars using electricity and the demand for electricity begins to increase, well, then the cost of electricity is going to increase too. But according to Pete, that means that, well, your car payment's going to be higher, but you're going to pay less because you're using less gas. He never factors in the increased use of electricity and how that's going to cost you more. Oh, my gosh. You know, as many of my listeners in Denver will tell me, I'm not very good at math. I'm really not. I need my iPhone to pretty much calculate anything. But I kind of understand economics. And I kind of understand that, you know, if we are going to start moving toward electric cars, which I have no problem with, but don't tell me I'm saving the earth when I do it. And don't tell me I'm really going to save any money. Because if tomorrow everybody drove an electric vehicle, let's see. Texas is worried about rolling blackouts because it's hotter than hell right now. California is having blackouts because, well, it's California. And almost all across the country, the current grid is about to collapse under its own weight. So more electricity and more demand for electricity is going to cause more blackouts. So, well, maybe you won't pay more because you won't have any electricity to light your home or to heat your home or to power your big flat screen TV. You don't have any electricity due to that, but you can power up your car. But don't worry about any of that stuff. You know why? Because the President of the United States of America brags about real change in gas. Listen to this.
On gas prices, if I may, you said that we'll see relief at some point in the not-too-distant future. What is the message to Americans who are looking for that relief now? When should they expect to see a real change in prices, though they've already been coming?
The question, it's kind of hard to hear. The question is, so you told Americans to expect real relief in gas prices, and Americans are still suffering with really kind of high gas prices, even though they're dropping a little bit here and there. Do you know why they're dropping? I'll tell you that in a second. So the reporter asks a legitimate question. You said we're going to get real relief from gas prices. When are we going to get it? The president's response?
They've already been coming down.
That's right. They've been coming down every single day, the best of my knowledge.
When will we see the impact of this visit?
I suspect you won't see that for another couple weeks. And we'll see more when we see gas stations start to lower their price consistent with what they're paying for the oil.
Did you get that? Did you get it? Did you get it? So the president says that you're going to start, I mean, gas prices are starting to come down. What he doesn't tell you is that gas remains $2.18 per gallon higher than when he took office. But yeah, I'll admit the gas prices are coming down a little bit. They're still higher, though, than when he took office. Then he's asked, well, what about Saudi Arabia? Well, you're not going to see that for a while, and we don't know how much they're going to do. Okay, Saudi Arabia, what about...
And we'll see more when we see gas stations start to lower their price consistent with their payment.
See, and those damn gas stations, all you gas stations owners out there, this is your fault. It's not his fault. It's your fault because you won't lower the price. You won't lower the price of gas. You know, I have a friend. Actually, he owns a small convenience store in New Mexico. And he's actually taken out the gas pumps and the gas tanks because his margins were eaten up so much that he was making about 2 or 3 cents per gallon on the sale of a gallon of gasoline. And that didn't take into account his overhead and credit card processing and everything else, making 2 or 3 cents a gallon. So he just said, you know what, I'm not going to sell any gas anymore. And here's the President of the United States telling essentially my friend when he had gas pumps, you need to lower the price. Well, to what? Well, does the President want convenience stores or gas stations to sell it below cost? I think that's exactly what he wants them to do. He thinks that, here's what I really think he thinks. I think he thinks, one, they should sell it below cost. And two, I think he truly believes that gas station owners set the price of gas. Think about a convenience store. Now, they set the prices of everything they sell, but they have to remain competitive. So if they're going to sell a bag of peanuts, they buy the bags of peanuts from a distributor at a wholesale cost. Let's just say a dollar for a bag of peanuts. So they mark it up to $1.25. So they can make 25 cents on every bag of peanuts they sell. Biden's saying, okay, you buy gas from a distributor. That distributor shows up at the fuel tank, fills up your tank so you can sell gasoline. But you sell gas at the market at the price that the market will bear. And if the guy across the street is selling it for $5.19, you've got to sell it for $5.18, so I'll drive across the street and buy it from you. Oh, my gosh. These are the people in charge of the economy. Yeah. And by the way, getting oil and gas from Saudi Arabia, can somebody answer this question for me? Why is gas, oil and gas from Saudi Arabia good, and oil and gas from the United States bad? Because that's what they're doing. If he's recognizing that if the Saudis would pump more oil, that would lower the price of gas. Well, if that's true, then why don't we pump more oil here? It's here. We wouldn't have to transport it. We wouldn't have to ship it across the oceans. We would have to ship it through the Suez Canal. So the bottom line is, Saudi gas good, American gas bad. Think about that. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. Mike to 57739. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
What you don't know about your home can cost you. Access to in-depth data is gold when buying or selling your home. With Ownly.com, you get the information the pros use. Real estate investors and agents would rather keep this to themselves. Unlike other real estate websites, Ownly.com delivers much more detailed information about a property. Knowledge is power. Need a home valuation? Get up to three with Ownly.com. Go for the gold. Visit Ownly.com. That's Ownerly.com. Ownerly.com.
Rates continue to rise. Please protect yourself and let our friends at American Financing review your finances, especially your high-interest debt. You cannot let those balances grow or those interest charges compound. Take care of it now so you can be financially set for the future. It could save you up to $1,000 a month when you call 866-615-9200 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator K. Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hey, it's the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I think I touched a nerve. Holy cow. Text the word Mike to 57739, Mike to 57739, or go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Follow me on social media, do all of that. Got it? Okay, just get busy and do it, all right? I don't have time to talk about this. The text messages. From Goober, area code 954. Mike, it's going to take a lot of coal to power the grid for all those electric vehicles. Bingo! This is what drives me insane about this whole thing about electric vehicles. Don't get me wrong. I don't care if you drive an electric vehicle. But this idea that we're just going to make gasoline so high that we're all going to go out and buy electric vehicles is insane. That's not how the market works. And if you try to force everyone into a particular product, first, that means that you have to get all the automobile manufacturers, everyone, to convert all of their assembly lines and or, talking like a lawyer there, and or you're going to have to build all new manufacturing plants to build electric vehicles. That takes time. That takes money. That takes a lot of investment of capital, which means that the cost of those cars initially are going to be really high until you can start recouping your costs and lowering the cost of manufacturing an electric vehicle. But I understand it might be too complicated for the President of the United States to understand. Not trying to be rude. I'm just trying to think it might be a little more complicated than what he can kind of process through his oatmeal-addled brain right now. Or this one, Mike. Gas is bad for the United States. This comes from a goober in area code 719. Mike, gas is bad for the United States because we have to hurt the environment to process it, which added on top of the United States using to hurt environment. The Biden thinks we did something first in the world to save it. Well, I'm not sure what that means. Let me do an interpretation. Let me interpret the text. Gas, oil and gas produced in the United States hurts the environment. And we can't have that. Now, I don't know about you, but I used to actually represent oil and gas companies when I was a baby lawyer doing practicing law. And so I've actually been and have, in my family, have had oil and gas wells on their property. And I can tell you, it's one of the cleanest, safest, and one of the most efficient energies, other than nuclear, that we can use. But we don't do it because we think it's dirty and it's horrible. You know, creates, you know, all this carbon for footprint. I had to buy an airline ticket, and United Airlines wanted to know if I wanted to pay extra to offset my carbon footprint. No, I don't. I want to buy the ticket at the lowest possible price that I can, and no matter whether I pay extra or not, that jet to fly me from Denver to Phoenix is going to spew out the same kind of emissions that it would whether I pay extra or not. So don't try to fool me into paying extra. Oh, but it'll make me feel good. Oh, I feel so good if I do that. So I think the texture from area code 719, the goober 719, is saying that the gas and the oil and gas we produce here is bad for the environment, but let's just do it. Let's just take oil and gas produced from the Saudis because we don't care about their environment. We don't care about what happens over there. Huh. I thought we all, you know, lived on one planet. We lived on, you know, we were all global citizens of the earth. So it's okay for the Saudis to do it, but it's not okay for us. Or this one. A goober in area code 509. Mike, great show. Well, of course it is. You read my mind. What hell is the cost of charging the EV? It costs me 30 cents a mile for gas. Would like the cost per mile be for an EV? Much, much more. I promise you, much, much more. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739 or go to the website theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com and follow me on social media. More about this insanity. I've got more insanity from the Bidens coming up next. Don't go away.
Now, isn't it? Talking to my friends, the price of gas, the cost of food, we're already halfway through this year and they said inflation was going to go down. Instead, it's over 8.6% and it's still going up. And I can't see that changing anytime soon, can you? Thing is, I did something about it. I've kept my money safe by investing in precious metals. I've got a gold IRA with Noble Gold. Their experts ran through my situation and gave me my options. No sales stuff, no call centers, just a good honest chat about what I could do. So if you're worried about what's happening out there, you need to talk to the team at Noble Gold too. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Eagle gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Unica Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos, providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience. It's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Unica Dominican Primeros. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Outside,
Hey, indeed it is the weekend with Michael Brown, and I'm really glad to have you with me. Appreciate you joining in and spending some of your time with me on a Saturday. Because, well, this is the best possible thing you could possibly be doing on a Saturday is spending time with me. Just admit it. The first thing you need to do is just admit that you really do like it. If you want to send me a text message, you text the word Mike, and the phone number is 57739. Text 57739. And if you want to follow me on social media or read more about me, whatever you want to do, you can simply go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Isn't it amazing how we make all that really simple for you? Because we know all you goobers need to have it really simple, so we try to make it as simple as we can for you. So I don't want to walk away from, well, I'd like to walk away right now from what I'm actually talking about, but I feel an obligation to talk about it. The secretary, can anybody name the Biden Commerce Secretary? Raise your hand if you can. Yeah, see, nobody knows. Gina Raimondo.
Oh, who?
I thought that was a band. Gina Raimondo's. No, the Raimondo's, they're long gone. She said this. Now, if you're driving, both hands on the steering wheel. If you're sipping coffee or having a little, an adult beverage or whatever you might be doing right now, don't spew it out. But here's what she said. Quote, if you were to ask me what do I think of the economy, I'd say we have a very strong economy. How strong? I don't know. If you look around, so the consumer price, the CPI, which is this basket of goods that they use to determine what inflation is. Now, the little secret about the CPI is that they really take out at both ends the extreme. So if some things cost extravagantly more than they used to, they take those goods out. And if there's other goods that haven't quite increased as much as other things, they take those out too. So they take out both extremes. And then they leave certain things in the basket, and that's how they calculate the consumer price index. Well, as you may know, it was in June, rose 9.1% over last June. That is the highest annual rate in nearly 41 years. That's going back to the transition between Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan. The wholesale price index, meaning the cost of that basket of goods that a retailer buys, that they're going to then sell to you, went up 11.2%. Nothing to see here. Nothing to worry about. Those wholesale prices, they don't get passed on to you. No. The store owner is going to absorb those costs. Now, in reality, let me be objective here, which I know you find shocking. But some retailers will try to absorb some costs because they don't want to lose the business. They've got to keep turning goods. They've got to keep selling things in order to make a profit. So they may, let's say that whatever it is, it's a shirt. And the shirt costs them $20. And they sell the shirt for $25. But the wholesale price of that shirt has gone up to $22. Well, they may try to keep, instead of having a $5 profit margin, they may keep that shirt at $25 and only have a $2 or $3 profit margin because they want people to continue to buy shirts. And so they'll try to lower their overhead by, firing somebody, putting somebody out on the unemployment lines in order to keep their overhead lower. So to them, they think it's a win because they're still selling shirts, even though they're selling them at a smaller profit margin. But they lowered their overhead by firing one or two people. So now you have a couple more people unemployed, and they're not going to they won't be buying any shirts. And quite frankly, if I knew of a store that did that, I wouldn't go buy a shirt from them. Because, and I know everybody can't afford to do this, but I'd rather pay $27 for the shirt than $25 if it means that people aren't going to lose their jobs. But I guess I'm just weird for thinking that. The drastically rising price of everything, I think, continues to be foremost on the minds of just about every American. In fact, if rising prices and inflation
are not on your mind, you just might be dead. Dead. Because otherwise, it's affecting you. Inflation accelerated. Now, I'm using the term here, accelerated, because this is important to understand. Inflation accelerated in June from May's 8.6%, largely because of gasoline, which hit an all-time record of $5.02 per gallon mid-June. Now, it's back down, national average is back down to $4.63. Ask yourselves why. Why did gas prices suddenly start easing off a little bit? A simple concept called demand destruction. It happens everywhere. The price, you know, there's price elasticity. This is Mike's economics class. Price elasticity is how much can you increase the price of a good before people quit buying it? And so you try to get as close to that point without going over that point because you want people to buy it. So that's price elasticity in kind of layman's terms. Well, the price of gasoline reached its peak elasticity, and people quit driving more. And I think what we saw over the 4th of July weekend was everyone trying to get in one, hey, kids, let's pack up the station wagon, and we're going to go somewhere because we can't afford to do it anymore. So everybody got into their wood-paneled station wagon, and they drove off to the Adirondacks, or they drove off to somewhere, and they had a good time. They went back home and parked the car and said, that's it. No more driving. If we do drive, we're going to combine all of our trips into one, and we're going to cut back, and that cuts back on demand. So the price of gasoline begins to drop a little bit because of demand destruction. It happens with groceries. It happens with everything. Any product or service is subject to demand destruction. Now, for some context, gas 1 year ago, national average was $3.15. And $2.39 when Donald Trump left office. Diesel, which generally or mostly affects the price of goods on store shelves, is at $5.61 today, down from a high of $5.82. So if there's a bright side to this economic malaise, to use a term from the Carter years, malaise, not mayonnaise, malaise, it's that so-called core prices, that's what I mean by this one basket of goods, which excludes the more volatile items like food at home, up 12.2%, energy, up 41.6%. Those were only up 5.9% in June, which was slightly lower than May's 6% rate. Now, if gas and diesel prices continue to ease off a little bit, I think that actually will cool off inflation slightly. But those things and the fact that some major retailers are signaling discounted prices could mean there's light at the end of the inflation tunnel. But that light could also be an oncoming train. Now, why would I try to be so optimistic and then suddenly take this hard turn that says, but, you know, actually, that light at the end of the tunnel might be a train coming right at us. Biden absolutely loves to brag about all the jobs that he has supposedly created since he took office. Now, the reality is that politicians like Biden killed tens of millions of jobs back in March and April of 2020 when they shut down the economy. More than 2 years later, we have not replaced all of those jobs. There are 755,000, three-quarters of a million Americans employed today, fewer Americans employed today than prior to the pandemic. Even as the population age 16 and over has increased by more than 4 million, which means there are more workers and there are still fewer people working today than there was 2 years ago. Now, over at the Heritage Foundation, Rachel Gessler says that trouble really looms in the restaurant and the hospitality industries in particular because they're really struggling to find and retain employees. I can tell you personally that my wife and I oftentimes, there's one little Thai restaurant that we really like that's really good in Denver, and we've kind of given up because we, and for us, I mean, I know if you live in a rural area, this sounds like it's nothing, but it's like a 15 or 20 minute drive. And so we've now figured out that anytime we want to go, we're going to call in advance and see if they're open. Because we've had too many incidences where we've been in the neighborhood and we want to go by and have some Thai food, you know, some Thai curried shrimp or something, and nope, closed for lack of staffing. So what are restaurants doing? They're cutting back hours. They're shutting down dining rooms. They're doing drive-through only. Or they're simply closing entirely because they can't find the workers. Now, if that problem persists in the hospitality industry, if it continues in the restaurant, hotel industry, hospitality in general, and quite frankly, if it continues in the airline industry, in the travel industry, that means the jobs market is going to get a jolt for the worse on a larger scale. This has caused massive struggles for employers and is directly one of the major contributors to inflation. I know we all tend to want, and gas is easy to focus on because gasoline is something that when we go to the pump, we watch the little digital dial go by, chink, as we watch that, we know, we don't even have to see the stickers that say, Biden, look, I did this. We know where it's happening. We know it's happening in this country because the oil and gas industry, yes, I know we're still pumping a little bit more oil than we have in the past, but we're nowhere near the levels we were before that. This is so typical of government language. Well, yeah, we're pumping, you know, last month we pumped more oil than the month before. Yeah, but you're still pumping less than you were a year or two ago. It's like government complaining that we cut spending. You didn't really cut spending. You cut the growth of spending. So instead of spending, you know, $1,000 this month and $2,000 next month, you cut it back to $1,500, and you say that's a cut in spending. So the effect of all of this is pretty simple to figure out. As employers have to pay workers more to do the exact same work, or I know many of you are saying, wait a minute, they're paying workers more to do the exact same amount of work? Well, where I work, I'm doing more, and I'm not getting paid more at all. Well, that's happening too. And that drives people out of the workplace. Or it causes them to jump from job to job. I'm not going to work there anymore. I'm going to go someplace else. Yet even as average earnings are up $3,100 over the past year, the average worker is $1,800 poorer after factoring in a $5,100 inflation tax. So you may be making more, but you're actually poorer because you can buy less with the more money you're making because of inflation. Inflation-adjusted wages have fallen almost 4% from a year ago, and that includes a 1% drop from last month. So when Biden talks about inflation, and he talks about, you know, this is something that I've got it under control, that I'm going to make certain that inflation doesn't hurt anybody, he's full of it. Listen to his economic advisor.
So my question to you is, when you saw that was happening, right, so Delta starts to hit, we've got a couple $1 trillion in stimulus that has gone in. So we're seeing an increase in demand based on that, and you see the supply chain start to dry up. So why didn't that set off inflation alarm bells and say, we got to pull back, we've got to pull back on the stimulus, and we maybe have to start to increase interest rates here? That message could have come from the Fed. So you had a lot of warning with the things that you're talking about, and we were told, oh, it's just going to be over by the end of the year, it's going to be over in a couple of months. But none of that turned out to be true, based on all the things that we all could see.
No, actually, that's not right. And I will tell you again that in June, July, people did not see the impact of Delta. They did not see the impact of Omicron. They did not see the impact that there would be this type of unthinkable war. And as that happened, everybody in the world has had to deal with this. And the United States, if you were paying attention, President Biden was on it fast with a supply chain task force.
Oh, but we had a task force. Omicron, and we had a task force. So all of you worried when you go to the grocery store this weekend or you fill up your car with gas or whatever you do, don't worry about it. There's a task force. Yes. Isn't that fantastic? Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Hang tight. More good news coming up next.
Your home is the largest investment you'll make in a lifetime. But do you even know what it's really worth? Now, Ownerly.com gives you the information that real estate investors and professional agents don't want you to see. Knowing your home's worth helps you get the best value when selling and helps you manage it when not. Need a home valuation? Ownerly.com gives you three, while the other guys only offer one. It's time to take ownership of your home with Ownerly.com. That's Ownerly.com. Ownerly.com. See what your home's worth.
You must continue to cut unnecessary spending and do what you can to save more. That's why I recommend a free mortgage review from American Financing, where you can learn about custom loans that fit your budget better. Maybe it's paying off debt or getting more flexible terms. They're ready to help and never charge upfront or hidden fees. Call 866-615-9200 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Axiom Repertory Theater is proud to present Woody Guthrie's American Song.
This land is your land, and this land is my land.
Experience the words and music of Woody Guthrie in this ensemble musical presentation for a limited engagement, June 10th through July 4th.
I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps.
Tickets available at axramptheater.com.
This land was made for you and me.
do the Wayback Machine. Let's go way back into ancient history, back to June 26, 2009. I want to thank, let's see, who did this? I want to thank Uber number from area code 850 for reminding me of this. Because even though we don't have a cap-and-trade policy in place, it's essentially the same thing. Because we've destroyed the American oil and gas industry, and then things like places like United... Now, trust me, I love United Airlines. I'm a United Airlines prostitute. They're based in Denver. Well, they're based in Chicago, but Denver's a hub.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Capping greenhouse gases, coal power plants, you know, natural gas, you name it, whatever the plants were, whatever the industry was, they would have to retrofit their operations. That will cost money. They will pass that money on to consumers.
You're going to pay more. You're going to pay more. Why? Green energy. Rather than letting, look, I firmly believe in the advances of technology. And I firmly believe that, I don't know, 10, 15?
It's getting worrying now, isn't it? Talking to my friends, the price of gas, the cost of food, we're already halfway through this year and they said inflation was going to go down. Instead, it's over 8.6% and it's still going up. And I can't see that changing anytime soon, can you? Thing is, I did something about it. I've kept my money safe by investing in precious metals. I've got a gold IRA with Noble Gold. Their experts ran through my situation and gave me my options. No sales stuff, no call centers, just a good honest chat about what I could do. So if you're worried about what's happening out there, you need to talk to the team at Noble Gold too. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.